Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Your dog is more than just your bestie with the cutest face ever. Get to know your dog on a genetic level with an Embark Dog DNA test. Developed by veterinarians and PhDs, Embark analyzes twice as much genetic data as the competition, screens for over 210 genetic health risks, and tests for 350 breeds. It's top-notch science for your top-notch pup. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DOG, that's D-O-G, to get $40 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DOG to save today.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tube that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Sorry. Okay, it's been one of those days. And so I couldn't get my mouse to work a while ago. I got it to work. And then my chair got hung up on my cords down here. I'm going, oh, what is going on with me? And then I go to where this beautiful heart that I made, and I drop it, and I chipped it on the side. And it just got energized with powerful energy. So I've been wearing it. So I'm going to keep wearing it. The producer said I should keep wearing it because it's a symbol of me, you know, my broken pieces, and I'm putting things back together. And everything is going to work out okay. Everything. So I want to say thank you all for being here. My beautiful friend Tammy gave me a Venmo donation earlier today. Hello, Mariah. So let me see who's on here. The energies, holy moly. So there's a lot of solar flares, a lot of things happening with the earth, and there's just so much happening. And it's causing lots of an emotional stuff. And I'm one of them. And, you know, and then it was Mother's Day. And, you know, I had to have Mother's Day without my own mother, which I miss dearly. I miss talking to her every night. I talk to her all the time. In the evenings, it would be late. She would text me, "Are you up?" Or I would text her, "Are you up?" And so it's been very emotional, and I'm learning to let things go. Now, in the past, I used to hold on to things forever, and I am a little bit of a clutter bug, so I have attachment to things that I have sentimental value to, excuse me, and I'm learning to release all the emotional attachments, and that's what we need to be doing. And so, you know, we just need to be happy. So let me see who we got here. I'm going to go back up if I can get my mouse to work. I think I fixed it. So hello, Richard Riddle. Thank you for being here. Hello, Tammy. Oh, what's going on? It bounced all the way down to the bottom. Weird. So bear with me tonight. Lots of crazy energy. And it's windy as all get out. And I got lots of wind chimes making beautiful music. So music is very important. We need to, music raises your vibe. So Mariah's here with Malele Spiritual Healings. Hello, Jill. Jill made it today. Ruth Soltman. Hello, Ruth. Ruth has her show tomorrow night. We're all on at 8 o'clock. There's a show every night. So you look so darn good. Hot mama. Well, thank you, Mariah. I haven't been feeling too good, but I'm working on that. I appreciate all of the love. And then hello, Veronica. Thank you for being here. Jill gave me a super donation. And then hello, Samir. Sam says, hi, Robin. Hello, Kim. Whoops, my mouse is acting up again. It's a Mercury retrograde. Well, that might explain some of the crap that's coming at me. But I always land on my feet. I've been through many things and I make it out. I am strong beyond, let me tell you, we're all strong and we can be very strong. And so I get through these things. So I'm going to talk about, well, my spirit guide. So my indigenous spirit guide wrote a beautiful message tonight, and also wanted to talk to you about, which I have to get on, I have to get on my phone because I sent it. So I was thinking about things to talk about. And last time I was going to talk about having patience, and then it got changed up at the last minute. And, you know, I don't know, everything I talk about helped me. I'm learning. It's helping my soul grow. Things that I have been going through. So this is about feeding your soul. There's ways that you can do that. You know, we need to be happy. So there are times when we all feel a bit lost and wonder where we took the wrong turn. Have you ever been there? You're like, how did I wind up here? What's going on with my life? You know, you feel like times when it seems as though nothing good will ever again come our way, or that the bad stuff just won't stop popping up. When things start to feel overwhelming, it might start to look as though nothing is in your control. A feeling of powerlessness can take over and grab a hold if you're not careful. Rather than waiting to get to the point where you start to feel stuck, it's important to start adopting healthy habits now to help you nourish your soul, mind, and body. We need nourishment. Our soul needs nourishment. Not only can you help it help you out of hard situations, nourishing your soul daily will help you make every day a bit easier for yourself. Taking some time to let go emotionally, spiritually, and physically to anything that no longer holds value to you is a great way to nourish your soul. What you will be left with are the people and things that make you feel the happiest, loved, and supported. Get rid of the things that no longer serve you. Surround yourself with people who appreciate you and who love you. And, you know, and even if it's family members that are making you feel some type of way, it's okay to distance yourself from them and just to let them do their thing, because their opinion of you does not matter. You know who you are deep inside of your heart. You know how beautiful you are and the type of person you are. So don't let the others bring you down. So, you know, we need to get rid of, you know, stuff that no longer serves us, like the clothing that you don't fit into anymore. You've been holding on for decades like me. I got a lot of stuff in my closet I need to get rid of. It's like, oh, what am I doing? Oh, I might fit into that pair of pants because, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, but for 5 years now. So acquaintance or friends who aren't supportive, kind, or loving towards you. Bad food, toxic food, drugs, alcohol, all that stuff. You know, they get in the way of you being happy and healthy. Information and papers, the clutter of papers that you don't need, that are just gathering dust in your home. Just breathe. This is an action we take so another way is just breathe. Breathe in the good air. Get outdoors. You know, this is an action we take whether we think about it or not, but in this situation, we need to consciously breathe. It's a way to reap the plethora of physical and emotional benefits. Breathing releases toxins, increases muscle, and strengthens your immune system. Consciously breathing also helps you focus, feel less stressed, and relax your muscles. However, there is an art form to breathing properly so you get the maximum benefits. Inhale through your nose and out through your mouth. Feel it deep inside. Inhale the good. Think of happy thoughts when you breathe in the good air. Release all that negative. It just comes right out. Allow your belly to expand. Hold your breath for at least 3 seconds before exhaling. Repeat as often as necessary. And there's also different breathing exercises, which I learned a long time ago. So the more you are consciously breathing, the better you will feel. Because, you know, have you ever been walking around and you're like, I can't breathe. I'm barely like, how am I even living? You realize that your breathing is so freaking shallow. And so we need to just breathe deeply. So spend time out in nature. Trees, flowers, grass, wildlife, and sunshine all help you automatically relax, de-stress, and feel nourished right down to your soul. Nature also tends to look and smell amazing. It does. Smell the flowers while you're at it. That's good. The wind, the rain. Nature also I said that. What's great is you can find some form of nature no matter where you are. Even keeping a plant in your house will help. Spending time with people who make you happy and support you. I've got some really good supportive friends and I love them dearly. And so you want to keep those friends close to you. Stay away from people who don't support you. Make sure to be with the people who make you feel safe rather than judged. You don't want to be around judgmental people. And if they're talking about others, if they're talking about others, like cow others, no, others. If they're talking about others, they're probably talking about you. So keep that in mind. Try a support group if you don't feel you have people to rely on for support. So have a pet. Humans may be flawed. A pet will never judge you and can be a great resource for fun, love, and companionship. You know, when you're having a bad day and you come in, if you have a dog or a pet or a cat, whatever pet, you come in the house and they're like, oh, I'm so happy to see you. I just love you so much. I just want to lick you all over. They don't care if you're having a bad day. They, you know, They don't think about all that stuff. They just eat, sleep, and be happy. So we need to be like a dog. Eat, sleep, and be happy. Meditate. Meditation is good for you. Be in the moment. The present is really all we have. When we take a few moments just to be still, to listen to our thoughts, or even just become as thoughtless as possible, it helps. Forgiveness. Forgive yourself of all the things you put yourself through, and forgive others. It's a good thing. Smile, smile. Smiling is good for you. Try to smile all the time, as much as you can. And so I was going through old pictures, and I found this picture of my grandmother, my mother's mom, mother, her adopted mom, actually. And it's so beautiful. And so it has Keep Smiling. It was already on there just like this when I opened it up. Look at this picture. And it says, keep smiling. Look at that beautiful smile. So I found the original picture. So this one, my mother must have had somebody refinished it because they added color to it, which is beautiful. Look at that. And it says, keep smiling. The original one doesn't have all the color, but it's a reminder to keep smiling. I think I'm going to hang this up. That's just reminds you to keep smiling. Do something that you enjoy or that is fun. I like going on roller coasters. I really do. I think it's fun. So, I mean, I don't like to be on the emotional roller coasters. I'll tell you that. So I'm one off that one. But I like riding the amusement park. You know, that's fun. Get creative. Make some crafts. Write a book. Do art. Do some creative stuff. Practice in gratitude. Wake up in the morning and be thankful for all that you have. Be grateful for the food that you're putting in your body. Just be grateful for the roof over your head and the things that you have. Keep dreaming. Keep on dreaming. Dream big if you want. Visualize what you want. You can make an image board, which I did. I put pictures on an image board. These are the hopes and dreams that I want to accomplish. And I've already knocked some of that stuff off. I've already done, you know, make a bucket list if you want. Travel. Traveling is very good. Listen to music and dance when you can. Laugh. Laughter is good for you. And so I have a playlist on my phone. I downloaded music. I also downloaded laughter. So when I'm driving in the car listening to my music, laughter will come on. And if I'm in a bad mood, it'll make me start laughing. Because it's contagious. So those are a few things you can do to help your soul. So here we go. Bring in some good energy. Oh, feel this good energy. We're being filled with lots of good energy tonight. And we are all going through junk. It's important not to judge people. You don't know what they're going through. So I'm going to read to you my spirit guide. He says, Bonjour, beautiful souls, which is hello. Thank you all for being here tonight. Live for today. Let the cosmic energy flow through your vessel and touch your soul. Feel the warm energy light your essence. Be grateful for each day. Wake up every morning and give thanks for the beautiful day ahead. Go outside and listen to the birds. What message are you getting? What do you need to let go of? What makes yourself happy? Do those things now. Now is the right time to live your happy life. Have no fear and keep your faith strong. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. That's what we need to do. So I'm going to read these messages, and I'm going to write down the order I have people coming on. So I am doing the Super Chats, the Venmos. I do have a Venmo, Cosmic Soft. So I can't even talk. Cosmic Soul Food is my Venmo. Robin McGuire, Cosmic Soul Food. So anyway... So if you want to Venmo me a love donation, you're perfectly welcome. And I want to say hello to if we have any Rumble people. I said rants. You can do rants over on Rumble. But I just appreciate and love all of you guys. So a few things that I would like to say is next week I'm going to be on Sarah's show, Golden Sunshine Healing Show, Monday night at 8 o'clock. I'll be on her show. And then next Tuesday, I'm going to have a special guest. I'm going to have Paige. Paige does energy art, past life art. She did a beautiful piece of art for me with so much energy. And she gave me a past life reading. She is absolutely wonderful. I will have Paige on. It's Paige Osmo. What is her last name? Now, see, I got to look it up. Ashmore. So it's Paige Ozma Ashmore is her name, and she does have a website, but we'll talk about that next week. She gave me a wonderful reading, and she just lit my soul up, and she told me stuff that I already knew. So some of the pictures I have on my wall are some of my past life or people who were in my past life. So she is going to be on my show next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So we're saying hello. Oh, hello, Marsha. Marsha with Feng Shui My Space. So she does that. And I believe she sells real estate as well, but she's good at clearing out the energy and placement of things in your house. So she's really good at that. And she's such a beautiful soul. And so let's see. She says hello to everybody. And Malele says, next week I'll donate double. I love you so much. That was everything I needed to hear. Well, I got more in store. I got more coming out of me too in the coming up. And so, yeah, tune in for Paige. She is wonderful. It's amazing. Sorry, I have nothing but love and support today. Oh, that's okay. I love you no matter what. So let me go back up here. To all you beautiful people. So I'm going to start off. I have a couple of cards here. Oops. I'm going to pull a card from each deck and see what comes up. So, the birds. The birds are full of messages. The birds have been giving me lots of messages. I'm going to scoot this back. And so we need to pay attention to the messages. They're messengers from the spiritual world. And so, I can't talk. I haven't been drinking, I promise. But the birds, like you might see a red cardinal, and that could be your mother coming through or whoever who crossed over coming through to give you a message. So this is the spirit animal oracle. And I have the feathers. Now the feathers, these are birds because the birds have been coming so strong to me lately. I have lots of birds around me. My mother raised birds. So they've been around me all my life and I just love the birds. And so the feathers are gonna give you a message. Let's see what's coming up for you. So I'll start off with Tamara. And then I'll get to Jill. And if anybody else wants a love message from your guidance, I will get to you. I'm doing the super chats and the Venmos first. So let me see Tammy. Yeah, I bought these new pens and they don't even write. And Jill will be after. So let's see what the feathers had to say for you, Tammy. Feather messages. Oh, that's one. So, Tammy, you've been getting lots of messages lately. Well, the angel numbers, they're letting you know that you are on the right track and you're where you need to be right now. Don't get frustrated. See the good in everything. Yeah, that one wants you. Isn't that amazing? So you got the parrot. Let go of others' thoughts and opinions. It's time to embrace who you really are. Holy moly. Look at that. So don't worry about what the other people are saying or doing. Worry about you. So Jack down the road, don't worry about him. Who cares what he's doing? Who cares if his beliefs aren't the same as yours? Just worry about what you're doing and where you're going with your life. And lots of beautiful things are coming up for you. Your guidance is telling me you need to be prepared. So they are also encouraging you to let go of the clutter, the cluttered mind and the clutter that you hold on to, just like me, because that's what I'm going through. I'm releasing the clutter. Lion, higher calling. You have within you all the courage you need. Let go of the past and reclaim your majesty. You will find success and contentment with those by your side. Make noble choices for your life. So let go of others' thoughts. And this is about let going of the past. So here's the lions. They're telling you to your higher calling and let go of the past. Isn't that crazy? And you got let go of others' thoughts, the parrot. See how these come together? Woo! It's magic. So we need to let go. Right now, it's time to let go. Ask yourself, what are you getting out of when you keep holding on to the past and what others are doing and their way of thinking and all that stuff, how they are being? Just be here and now and see the beauty within yourself. You are full of magic. So they're telling me you're getting lots of new energy downloads. So you are going to feel sluggish. And so it's important to do something that's going to feed your soul. Drinking water, lots of water, lemon water. Put lemon in your water. They're telling me to tell you that. Excuse me. And it's making me burp. So your guidance is telling me that. And so they are just showing me lots of beautiful light. Lots of beautiful light that's surrounding you. You are where you need to be. So don't second guess and don't doubt where you're at. So keep the positive mind. And so they're telling me that some good things are coming your way. So be prepared for the goodness. So something good is coming. And that's by the end of the week, they're telling me you're going to find. Oh, I'm losing. Oh, that's just a book. They're going to tell me something good is headed your way. Not good news. You might find something out. Isn't that wonderful? So we have Jill next. Thank you, Samir, for your donation, your love donation. So Samir will be after Jill. So Jill, what's coming up for Jill? Let me energize these cards. Let me put my heart in my pocket. It's giving me magical energy. Jill. So here's a song. So there's a song coming in my head that's playing. I don't know if you listened to it earlier or it has some meaning to you, but it's I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way. It's my girl talking about my girl. And I can't sing, but that's okay. So Jill, my girl. Your guidance is talking about my girl, that song. Sunshine. So when the clouds are out, see the beauty. See the beauty that's coming. And so here we go. Message for Jill. Oh my goodness, you got two cards out of that deck. Magic. We got magic. Let me shuffle these ones again. Jill. Oh, there we go. You got a flicker. So, humpback wow singer, sing healing songs. Can't make this up. So I was singing My Girl because that song came through, and you got a song about singing. Holy moly, humpback wow singer, sing healing songs for the world. Your inner navigation always guides you. Nothing can stop you or keep you from your goal. Align with your purpose and power. Look at that. There's that humpback whale singer singing healing songs. So music is coming up very strongly, and they want you to incorporate more music in your life. Dance in the kitchen if you have to, because it's raising your vibration. And then you got the dolphin. Play. Swim in the happy joy of living. Inhale confidence and exhale fear. Dive into your wisdom. Go with the flow. So they want you to release the fear and just keep swimming. Go with the flow. Be more playful. So I feel like you've had some fear about some things lately that have been happening, and they want you to release the fear. And your guidance is saying, we got you. We have you. You will make it. Everything is working out to your highest good. Flicker. New rhythms. Music again. Oh my goodness, Jill. New rhythms are coming into your life now. You are encouraged to trust and adapt. New rhythms. Look at that. New rhythms. So it's all about music, surrounding yourself with the beautiful music. Virtual hug. Oh, so, yep. So they want you to incorporate more music. The music is going to raise your vibration, and it's going to heal you. So listen to music, because it's going to heal your inner soul. And so they're talking about you releasing the fear. So you have fear with something that's coming up, and they want you to release that fear because they're telling me it's all going to work out. So I'll leave that with you, Jill. So let me go down here. Tammy says, I like good news. Thank you. I love you. Oh, I love you too, Tammy. And then Candace, which I think is Lonnie Mae, which is my granddaughter. She gets on here on her mother's name. And she says, virtual hug. Oh, hugs to you, my dear. Malele says, it was beautiful. You're an amazing singer. Stop lying to yourself. Oh, thank you so much. Jill says, great messages. All righty. Well, I love you all so much. And so now I'm going to get to Samir after I get a drink of water. And I did make myself some tea, too.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
With lemon and ginger and lemon in my water, it helps to hydrate you and release headaches and stuff. Samir. What's coming for Samir? What does he need to know for his highest good? What does your guidance want to tell you, Samir? I know I have a noisy kitchen. Oh, one of my cards is messed up. These aren't even that old. Huh. Samir. Oh, they're telling me to reshuffle them. All righty. Here we go. This is for Samir. Oh, that just hopped out at you. There's one card. Now, let's see what the birds had to say. Oh, well, I just these are different, and I just messed them up, so let me get it back in order. I guess it don't matter. Okay, start over. Boy, I'm seeing some tropical birds around you, Samir. Like parrots. I don't know if you have any birds or you were around birds or you went to the zoo or you went somewhere where you saw tropical birds, but there's tropical birds around you. They're like your guardian angels guiding you. They come in the form of tropical birds. Let's see here. Black bear, guardian, gentle and wise protector, give me your confidence and power. Help me protect the ones I love. Awaken my intuition and guide me. Yeah, the black bear. You're being protected. Your guidance is protecting you. And you are also a protector for someone else. So maybe your children. I don't know if you have any. I think you had. You said you have a daughter. You might have more children. You love and protect them. You're the protector. So you are the bear in the family protecting. And your guidance is protecting you. So they're talking about that. And they're saying ask for help. So you have the power. Help me protect the ones I love. So if you're ever feeling down and out, they want your guidance, wants you to ask them for help. And they're telling me that they would like for you to write down, like a journal, write down some things. I was going to write something down. Let me see what message is coming for you, Samir. So they're telling you to keep the faith. We are here with you on your journey. So I feel like you're going to be traveling soon. And there's a male stepping forward. I feel him as a father figure. And so he's like the bear of the family. He was the protector. And he's saying that he's surrounding you and protecting you with whatever it is that you're going through. But they're talking about you traveling. I feel like that is coming up for you. And they are telling me yes. So whatever you need to say yes to, maybe you were undecided, yes or no. They're saying yes, yes. So yes to that. And so you have the swan, the power of divine grace is within you. So believe in yourself. You have the power within you. Your guidance wants you to write down. So they're giving you messages. So they want you to write. Just release your mind of anything that you have going on. Ask them to come forward. I like to burn white candles. That brings in the white light of God. And I say a prayer of protection. So, you know, I get the positive energy and the holy team come forward. And you ask them to come forward. And then you just start writing. And whatever comes out on your paper, those are the messages they're going to give you. So they want you to start doing, I don't know if you do that already, but they want you to do it more. So I'll leave that with you. But they're letting you know that you are guided and you're going to be taking a trip and it's going to be a safe one. Everything is going to work out. And you got beautiful birds in here. So a couple of robins there, I think, or whatever those, I don't think those are robins. They're like bluebirds. But anyway, I'll leave that with you. Release the fear. So your guidance is saying release the fear that you have with whatever it is that's coming up, that's going to turn out just fine, better than you imagined. And they're telling me to say yes. So I'll leave that with you. You have one daughter and one son. I need to journal. Yeah, they're telling you to journal, but they are also telling you to write down the messages that they're going to give you. Spirit writing, autonomic writing. So you can look into that. They're talking about that. But I feel like you're going to be traveling soon, or maybe you're going to help your children go somewhere and you're going to travel with them. But they're telling me that it's going to be great. And to say yes to whatever it is that you have coming up. So I'll leave that with you. And Samir says he needs to journal. And he says, thank you, Robin. Great message. Well, thank you. And I just want you to know I really love you. And I'm just so glad that you come here and watch my show. Well, you're not here, but you know what I mean. I'm just so thankful for all of you guys. So I also do charm readings. I do art. I'll make a portrait of your furry animal. I do stuff like that. And although not so much right now because I'm so emotional, but I'm getting myself back. So it's coming back. But I do spiritual writing every night, and I also write spirit letters for you. So if you have one of your family members that wants to come through, I can write you a spirit letter. And what's amazing about that is my handwriting is different for every spirit, for all of my spirit guides. My handwriting is different for each one of them. And if your guidance or your loved one comes through, it'll be in their handwriting. And it's making me pop. So I wanted to say that. So I did, Samir. Hello, Angie. We are very thankful for you. Oh, thank you, Angie. So Angie says, sweet lady. So I was doing the super chats and the super donations first, or the Venmos or whatever. And now I'll go up to see who's next. And actually, if you would like a message, please put it down in the chat. Then I don't have to scroll up. Because earlier my mouse was messing up. It was causing me a little issue. So who else is here? Who would like a message? Come forward now. I shall give you a message. I'll pull a card for you. And if you give me a love donation, I'll pull two cards. If you have time, could you see if a young man is stepping through for me? A lover that was murdered by chance. Let's see. Well, let me see. I'll pull a card for you and we'll see if he steps forward. Mariah. You got the horse, freedom. Your heart is pure and free. A greater purpose calls you. You have unlimited reserves, a stamina and strength. You follow the winds of change and accomplish your dreams. Mariah, freedom. You're longing for more freedom. I feel like you're stuck. You're stuck in your current situation and you want to get out and travel. I feel like you want to move and get free and be on your own. So you don't need to tell me the name because there is a male that already stepped forward. But anyway, you're longing for freedom. And so there is a male stepping forward for you. Let me see what he looks like. I see facial hair. I don't know if he had facial hair, but the male that's stepping forward has facial hair. His hair is kind of brown and kind of a little messy. He looks like he has a little bit of something else in him, maybe Asian or something like that, or Indian type, whoever is stepping forward, or maybe he just looks like that. He's telling me that you keep stepping into the past, so you need to get out of the past. So I feel like you're going back to old relationships, so you need to get out of that. And he's saying that there is somebody in alignment with you, but you're not seeing that. You're not letting that energy come forward because you keep stepping back into the past. And so the man that is here now wants you to move forward from all of your past hurts and everything that has brought you down, and don't step back there. It's in the past for a reason. So he's saying, let that go. Leave it in the past. He's showing me a motorcycle. So I don't know if he rode a motorcycle or he was on a motorcycle, but he's showing me a motorcycle. And he said, he's going, born to be wild. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. So he wants you to let your soul loose. You were born to be wild. Do what's going to feed your soul. Let all of that go. Let the past go. Look, be wild like the horses. Freedom. Born to be wild. So, but he is showing me motorcycles. And so I don't know if you have a motorcycle or if you've been on one, but he's talking about getting out on the road and just traveling and doing something. I feel like you don't know where you're going and you want to do some, go somewhere different. And so listen to your inner guidance. They're telling you, and they want your guides are also telling me they will want you to journal more. So do some more journaling. And so next it'll be Richard. And Angie will be after Richard. So let's give Richard a message. Richard Riddle. And thank you, Mariah. I am so happy that you were here tonight. I hope you resonate with any of the things that I'm telling you, because it's coming from your guidance. Richard Riddle. Jump, jump, jump. There's a song, Jump, Everybody Jump. Insane in the membrane. Are you insane, Richard? Everybody Jump. Or what was that? There was one song where they were saying jump and they wore their clothes backwards. Oh, my card is messed up. I have to glue it. Well, let me look it back in place. All right. This match is for Richard. And if anybody else would like, thank you. So Malele says, we spent the summer building a motorcycle together and he took me on a first ride ever and we rode together. That's why he was showing me the motorcycle. Beautiful. Crisscross. Richard knew that. Crisscross, everybody. Kavita, hi, Robin. Just joined your show. Would love a message if there's time. Okay. So I'm getting to Richard right now. And then if anyone would like a message, just put your name in the chat and I'll go through with a card. Crisscross. Oh. You've got the lizard, Richard. Regeneration. As a survivor, you are unparalleled. No matter what happens, you can adapt. Embrace your transformation. Put on your new cloak. You are a master of regeneration. Look at this, Richard. So they are telling me you are being regenerated and recharged. So you got lots of new energy that's flowing through you right now. And you are awakening to this new energy. And you're getting more synchronicities. They're talking about the synchronicities that you're getting, or the deja vus, or the number of messages. Pay attention to those. And they're telling me that lots of new things are coming your way, and you're going to meet new people. So they're talking about you meeting new people. That's coming up for you, Richard. So embrace this new energy because you're being recharged. No matter what happens, you're going to adapt to all of it. Thank you, Richard. So Mariah says, and his hair was dark and messy. Yes, facial hair. And everyone always said he looked Asian because of his eyes. Yep. So spot on. I'm crying beautiful tears. Well, thank you, Mariah. He came forward. He told me he loves you and he wants you to move forward. Move on. So this next message is for, oh, Kim. Kim wants a message too. Angie, we'll get Angie and then we'll go to Kim. Angie, what's coming up for Angie? Oh, this came out. Intuitive, you got the loon. Listen to the song in your soul. Trust your intuition as you have a way of knowing, and you do have a strong intuition. Emerge from the busy life and seek more solitude. Recognize that you are unique and that you are loved. Your guidance wants you to know that you are so loved and you are beautiful. And new things are coming your way. They want you to trust. I feel a little bit of fear with you, the fear of the unknown. And I feel like, I don't know if you found out some news about something, but they're telling me that whatever you found out is going to work out okay. So they want you to release the fear that you have going with that. I don't know if it has to do with your kids or your son, but they're telling me you need to release that fear that it's all going to work out. And so when things happen, it's important for you not to feel like you're the one that has to take care of it. So they want you to stop, relax, take care of yourself, but you don't have to take care of everybody's problems. And I feel like that's what you have been doing. So you need to let them take care of their own problems, unless they're little children. But if they're grown-ass adults, they need to take care of their problems. It's okay to help them out, especially when it's family. But I feel like you're doing too much. So you need to relax and listen to the song of your soul. Your soul speaking to you. So listen to those messages. I lost my train of thought. Dreams, dream messages. Okay, this one is for Kim. Kim, thank you for being here. And thank you, Angie. Thank you. I love and appreciate you. So this one is for Kim. Message for Kim. Kim. What does Kim need to know? Well, this is what she needs to know. My goodness. Well, Kim, you needed three cards because they all hopped out at you. Frog, prosperity. Let go of the past and embrace the change that's coming. Opportunities are close at your hand. Hop into this new day with joy, abundance, and good fortune that is awaiting you. So new opportunities are coming your way. You got new things in store. So your guidance is telling me to embrace the new that's coming your way and release the fear. It's all about releasing fear. Raccoon, inventor, decide on what you really want. You have the ingenuity to claim it. Avoid being the trickster and practice integrity. You have many roles and can juggle them all. You can juggle them all. And so you're inventing new things. You have new ideas coming out of you. They're talking about new stuff that you're coming up with. Trust it. Look, the butterfly, symbol of transformation. So you are transforming into a new and better you, and you're inventing new stuff. So you're getting really creative. They're talking about that. Oh, and the ladybug. Good luck. Holy moly. So you are a bright energy. Let worry go and be happy here and now. Feel good about being loving and color, the loving, colorful you. You bless the world with color and good luck. So you are going to bless the world with your new stuff that you're coming out with. Thank you, Kim. So Kim wanted a message. Angie says, thank you. I will be in touch. Love you back. Well, thank you for being here, Angie. So who else would like a message? I have more time on my hand. We had some people up at the top. If you'd like a message, you're here on my show tonight. Just say yes, please. And I will give you a message. Otherwise, I'm going to have to think of something to talk about. All right. Got these cards all mixed up. Oh, let me go back down. Oh, Super Space Cookie would love a message. Thank you, Sarah. I'm going to be on her show on Monday. Oh, and Ruth. Yay. So let's see what's coming up for Sarah. And so next Monday at 8 o'clock, I'll be on the Golden Sunshine Healing Hour with Sarah. So Sarah, message for Sarah. They want me to shuffle it again. Just because. Sarah. Oh, that just hopped out at you. Oh, wow. You got the hummingbirds. Sarah, you have hummingbirds around you. I've known this from before, and I think you talked about the hummingbirds. Like, I feel like a hummingbird landed on you or something. But anyway, hummingbird, miracles. You are the joy bringer. You bless the world with positivity and love. Energy soars on your shining wings. Spread the miracle of happiness. So they want you to keep spreading the joy and happiness that's inside of you. You are helping a lot of people, especially on your show, and healing. So they're talking about new healing balms or something like that that you're coming up with. So you're going to figure out a new formula for something if you haven't already. So they're telling me that. And the hummingbirds are actually around you a lot. So I don't know if you have any hummingbird feeders, but your guidance is saying, feed the hummingbirds. And so they're messengers. And so they're coming to help spread love and joy to your life. And they're here to help release the negative energy, because I feel like sometimes you go into things with a little bit of fear of the unknown, but all things are working out for your highest good. So they want you to accept all the new energy that you're getting, because I feel like you're energized with all this new energy and new ideas. And so good things are happening for you. And so just keep up the good work. And thank you, Sarah. And so Ruth, let's give Ruth a message. Ruth Saltman, her show is tomorrow night. I had to think about it for a second. Ruth gives wonderful messages, and she has several books, and she has I Am Oracle cards. So she spreads the light. Ruth Saltman. Oh, there we go. Oh. You got the leads. Keeper of secrets. Take time out from the world and be the observer. Nothing can deceive you when you trust your knowing. You see other secrets and keep them sacred. In silence and solitude, you will find your strength. So, you're the keeper of the secrets. Now, I feel like you have kept secrets to yourself. You're very secretive, even though you wrote books, but you like to keep your family life private. So there's nothing wrong with that. Keep observing. Nothing is deceiving you. So you have a lot of holy angels around you. Well, light beings. I'm calling them light beings because they're showing up as these beams of light. And they're all around you and they're blessing everything that you're doing right now. So just keep up the good work is what they're saying. And I feel like you went through a little period of something where you were unsure about certain things, but they want you to know that it is all working out to your highest good. And I also see you doing more things because you have a lot of more wonderful things coming out of you. I don't know if you're writing another book, but they are saying you got more things. So you're like, boom, 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 boom. They want you to slow down a little bit. I think you're too fast paced. You're trying to hurry up and do all these things, but they want you to slow down and take a breather. So relax for yourself, breathe, and do something that you enjoy doing, Ruth. They want you to take some time out for yourself. And I love you and thank you for being here. And so Super Space Cookie says, hello, Tiffany. I just got my hummingbird feeders out recently. You're spot on. I'm working on a new product. Thank you, Robin. Wow, your guidance told me that. And your hummingbirds came forward. Isn't that amazing? So I have a couple of minutes. I can do another reading if we have anybody here that I missed. If you would like a message, just type it in. I don't know if I missed anyone. But anyway, lots of beautiful new energies coming. So what's coming up for all of us? Kim Smith says, great messages. Thank you, Kim. We're shifting into a new, Linnell, I can give you a message. Linnell, I have a couple of minutes. We're shifting into a new energy field. And so lots of things are happening right now. And we need to stay in the positive light because the negative is trying to bring us down. And we don't want to accept that. This message is for Linnell. Linnell, what's coming up for Linnell? What does she have going on? Linnell. Oh, that wants to come out, but it didn't. Not quite. Linnell. Okay. Message for Linnell. What does she need to know tonight? Oh, that's what she needs to know. Heron, patience. Create a place in nature's stillness and be renewed. Take time alone and find balance. Step confidently towards your purpose. Patience will bring you reward. Show yourself a little more patience. That's what they're telling me. So I feel like you've been out of sorts yourself. A little out of sorts, but they're telling me everything is working out. And you're traveling. So they're talking about you traveling as well. And so everything is going to work out for you. They're telling me that. Linnell says, thanks, Songbird. Yep. And so I feel like you're in a rush. You're rushing and you're doing a lot, but they want you to be patient to yourself and sing more. So more music for you, Linnell. Sing every day. Be grateful for a new day. Sing a beautiful song. That's what they want you to do. And I just want to say thank you for being here. I love and appreciate every one of you. And I want to thank my guidance for showing up for me all as always. And your guidance for bringing such beautiful messages for all of you guys. And next week I will have Paige Osmore, whatever. Paige is going to be on my show next week, and it's going to be about past lives, and she makes beautiful past life portraits. I'll show you mine next week. So tune in every Tuesday at 8 o'clock and like and share. I love you all.
Share your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.